In 2018, a budget movie costing $14.5 million was made, based on real-life events around a former US government agent, Tim Ballard. Tim Ballard embarks on a mission to rescue a young boy and his sister who have been kidnapped and forced into child sex trafficking. As the agent starts to investigate, he uncovers a group of child traffickers with about 80 children. And with the help of the special forces and lots of nerve on his part, playing the role of a wealthy businessman who wants to build a specialist £100 million resort to exploit the children, he manages to gain the trust of the child traffickers and then successfully rescues every single one of those 80 children, and everybody involved in perpetrating those crimes is arrested. During the movie, just after the children have been released, they are gathered on a beach singing. And Tim Ballard turns to his colleague, because they're singing in a different language, and says, "What are they singing?" He says, "They're singing the sound of freedom." At the beginning of the movie, chilling real-life CCTV footage is shown of children being abducted. At the end, the main actor himself, after the credits, starts talking in an interview. Around 2 million slaves are currently in this world, more than at any time, even when slavery was legal. Vast majority of them are children. This movie was made in 2018, but it took 5 years to bring to the screens because of all the roadblocks and the hurdles that were put in place. Only one distributor would even consider showing this movie. That is Angel Studios. Cinema chains refused to screen it. Those cinema chains that did screen it all across America would have problems showing the movie. The air conditioning would fail just in the theatre that is showing the movie. Or the projector would somehow have a technical fault. But don't worry, we'll give you a refund or you can go and watch another movie. The movie has gone on to be the biggest smash hit of the year, beating all of the huge budget woke movies produced by Hollywood. You might ask why anybody would want to stop a movie which exposes child abuse on a scale so horrendous from being shown. The answer is chilling to contemplate. As it says in 2 Timothy 3, don't turn there because we all know it, in the last days perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and just paraphrasing, unholy, unloving, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. That is why there was so much resistance from the very powerful people all around the world, because they're involved in it. One of the conditions Tim Ballard made with the law enforcement at the highest level in each country where he rescued any children on the missions over the years was that the perpetrators would not only be arrested, they would be sentenced to life without release. That was a condition he insisted on. 6,000 years ago, mankind, God's future children, were kidnapped. And this Feast of Tabernacles pictures a time when the real sound of freedom will be sung by the whole world after Christ has freed them. Satan, the real kidnapper, is locked away behind bars for life. Other than the short period where he is released for a short period, he will never be able to deceive mankind or kidnap any of God's children ever again. If you want a title for this sermonette, it is The Real Sound of Freedom. Turn please to Luke 4. Luke 4. Christ has just been tempted by the devil and overcome. And in verse 16, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogues on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Verse 17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind. He has set at liberty those who are oppressed to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He then closed the book, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. 21. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Christ that day proclaimed an acceptable year of the Lord, a time when he would heal the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom to the captives, heal the blind, set at liberty the oppressed, when his ruling government would return to this earth and free it from 6,000 years of slavery. If you turn, please, to Isaiah 49. This follows on from what we just read in Luke. Isaiah 49 and in verse 7. "Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you." Verse 8. "Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people and restore the earth, to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They that feed along the roads and the pastures shall be on the desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them. Even by the springs of water he will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highway shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and from those from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singings, O mountain, for the Lord has comforted his people, and he will have mercy on his afflicted." In an interview I listened to with Tim Ballard, the ex-government agent, he explained how the operation was set to work. He posed as a wealthy businessman, as I mentioned, who wanted to create that resort to allow the American clientele to come and stay. In order for the traffickers to prove that they would be able to supply enough quantity of the merchandise, or the children, required, Tim Ballard suggested that there should be a party on an island just offshore where the traffickers would bring those children. The trap was set. In the meeting where they are discussing the party plans, the main kidnapper of the children brought the 8-year-old girl that Tim Ballard was out to rescue into the room and said that she, at the party, would be his for the night. Tim recalled the look of absolute terror on her face, and that look of utter fear would be forever etched into his mind. Turn, please, to Isaiah 54, just over a few pages. Juxtapose that to what the children in the millennium will have. Isaiah 54, and verse 13. "All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you." Even after the children in the real life movie were rescued, will they ever know true peace? I'm pretty sure they all will suffer nightmares for years, ongoing trauma throughout their life, with emotional and physical pains. When Christ rescues not just the young children, but all of God's children, all of mankind who have ever lived, great shall be their peace. Not just a temporary peace, but they will be far from oppression. They shall not fear, and terror shall not come near them ever again. Please just turn back to Psalm 98, because this is the real sound of freedom. Psalm 98 and in verse 1. "O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations." Verse 3. "He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to rule the earth. With righteousness he shall rule the world, and the people with justice and fairness. This is sung not by just a group of children on a beach after they've been rescued. It is not just sung by the people of the earth. It is the whole earth, all of the creation here on this planet, freed from Satan's evil, destructive rule, that will sing glory to our God. Try and picture that. The other day we had a quartet by the Tower family, beautifully sung. Four voices in harmony, singing praises to God. Now picture 100 quartets singing in harmony. Now picture 1,000 quartets. Why not picture a multi-million voice strong choir of people accompanied by the whole earth, the roaring waters, every creature accompanying the voices singing? That is going to be something like nothing we have ever heard, something hard to even picture, but God says this will happen. This is why we are gathered here this week, to learn about true freedom, which is just around the corner. And this singing pictured in Psalm 98 is the real sound of freedom that will be sung.